Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Amen. Never could have made it. Never would have made it without you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored to be before you on this day, the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. I remember David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, his friend. And I come forth before you on today to continue with our Bible, Genesis through Revelation, where we come on the air Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock, Illinois. And then that's given us an opportunity to bring the Word of God, read the Word of God, Genesis through Revelation. Yesterday, we did not come forth due to circumstances yet. Situations happen, and we just want you to be patient with us as you continue to pray for us, as you bring the word. Even that on Wednesday, we are going to begin with encouraging words coming from the Word of God. And encourage you to come in on 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. I believe that's going to be like 4 o'clock East Coast, or West Coast, I'm sorry, and that's going to be 7 o'clock East Coast, 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. That's the time coming. Central is 6 o'clock p.m. So we're going to come forth and bring the word, and then on Sundays we come at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock. We just ask that you be encouraged, ministries here at the AM and your friends, because we love you, the love of God. We experience these things that we experience for a reason, for we know that all things work for the good to them that love God, and I call it according to his purpose, where we stand on it. Romans 8:28. So we thank you for taking that time by way of Skype, Twitter, or even to a blog called Live on Air, Facebook. And we also have the archive and the anointing in the Spirit of God that, once again, when you come forth to hear the word that God brings forth from our ministry, it was a meant to be situation. It was a meant for you to hear it. It was a meant for the words to be said, and it was meant for that time. So, just then, for that word to go forth, we trust the Spirit of God upon our ministry. So, we just ask that you continue to encourage us and continue to pray for us as we do for you as well. As we bring the word on Sunday, at 5 Central Standard Time. Still have Brother Minister Andrew Orland still coming on Monday. He's had a you thank God for him. You thank God for the commitment that he's made for the ministry here, the Dave and Diane ministry and friends, for the blog talk, and also supporting of our ministry at Monument of Hope and Deliverance. So praise God. And once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. This is Elder David Shaw, once again, Ambrose Shaw of Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends. I want to give honor to God. Honor to God for being the head of my life. For I never could have made it without him. That made it play all the way through his entirety because it's imperative that understanding that we never wouldn't be where we are if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord. So once again, as I come before you, praise God, we're going to sing forth and read the word of God. Revelation. Now we let off at Exodus chapter 27. That's Exodus chapter 27. Now understand, we read out of the King James Version. Read from verse by verse, word by word, in Jesus' name. So once again, we thank you for joining in with us. And without any further ado, I want to first want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life. I want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, as well as the team force of the David and Diane Ministry and Friends. So we give God praise for her and her commitment, dedication, and love towards the ministry. And we also want to acknowledge those that are listening that way. However you come forth to hear the word, God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Once again, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah and glory to your name. As we come before you this day, we come before you this day knowing that we never, never would have known. Yet give you praise, honor, and glory for allowing a day at this day to be able to say thank you, Lord, hallelujah and glory to your name. We understand. According to your word, you rather have commitment rather than sacrifice. And we ask in Jesus' name that our committed spirit continue to stay committed unto the work which you have for us. God, we thank you. Let us read this word effectively and recognize that, Lord, as it goes forth, speak through your word so those that hear will be blessed. We give you praise, honor, and glory now and forever. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We're going to read chapter 27, beginning at 27 in the book of Exodus. And then in the Jesus. And thou shalt make an altar of chittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make his pan to receive his ashes and his shovels and his basins and his flasks and his fire pan, all the vessels thereof thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a great of network of brass, and upon the net shalt thou make 4 bracing rings in the 4 corners thereof, and thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath, that the net may be even of the midst of the altar, and thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of chittim wood, and overlay them with brass, and the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it, hollow with boards shalt thou make it, as it was sold thee in the mount, and shalt thou make it. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side, southward there shall be twined linen of 100 cubits long from one side. And the 20th pillar thereof, and therefore 20th socket shall be of brass. The hooks of the pulley and the fillet shall be of silver. And then likewise for the north side of the lintel there shall be hangings of the 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars, and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and the fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court of the east side, eastward, shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of the one side of the great shall be 50 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall the hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3, their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and finely twined linen, wrought with needlework, and their pillars and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall be filled with silver, and the hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be of 102 cubits, the breadth 50, every where, and the height 5 cubits, and fine linen, twined linen, and the sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle and all the chests thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court shall be brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that thou bring thee pure oil, olive oil, beaten for the light, the cause and lamp to burn always, in the tabernacle of the congregation without fail, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from everything to mourning before the Lord itself unto the generation on the behalf of the children of Israel. Chapter 28. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that the many ministers unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's son. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments and consecrate him, that he may minister unto me. And these are the garments which thou shalt make: a breastplate, and an apron, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his son, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall make, and they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and of fine twined linen, with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, of and of purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, engrave on them the names of the children of Israel. Six of the names on one stone, and the other six names on the rest of the other stones, according to their birth, with the work of the engraver in stone, like the engraving of the signet, shalt thou engrave two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set with ounces of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the Israelites of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon the two shoulders for the memorial. And thou shalt make ounces of gold, and the two chains of pure gold at the end of leather chains to the ounces. And thou shalt make a breastplate cunning work after the work of the ephod. Thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine linen. Shalt thou make it. Fourscore it shall be deemed doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make in the setting of stone even four rows of stone. First row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row, and the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. In the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold on their clothing. Shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of the signet. Everyone with the name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of the wretched work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two red chains of gold in the two rings which are on the edge of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the breastplate rest chains, thou shalt fasten in the 2 ounces and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make 2 rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the 2 ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod. 2 other rings of gold shalt make, and shall put them on the 2 sides of the ephod, underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. Excuse me for the technical difficulties, but we thank you for still continuing to come in and providing support. Please forgive me, and God bless you. Exodus chapter 24. And thou shalt put the 2 rep chains of gold in the 2 rings which are on the ends of their breastplate. And the other 2 ends of the breast of the first rep thou shalt fasten in the 2 ounces, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make 2 rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the 2 ends of the breastplate, in in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward, other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the inside of the ephod underneath, toward the fourth part thereof, over against the other couple thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the things thereof onto the rings of the ephod with the lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, that the breastplate be not loose before the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel on the in the breastplate unto the holy place for the memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment a Urim and a Thummim, that they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord. And thou shalt make a roll of the ephod all the blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it. In the midst thereof it shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were a hole of a Nibbergian, and that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranate of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, the bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon them of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy places before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. And thou shalt make the plate of pure gold, engrave upon it, like an engraving of the signet holiness to the Lord. And thou shalt put it on the blue slate, that it may be upon the mire, upon the forefront of the mire, that it should be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And they shall embroider the coat of fine linen, and they shall make the mark of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework, and for Aaron's son's coat, and thou shalt make for them girdle and bonnet, shall thou make for them for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, and they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, for the loins, even unto the things they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, for they come near unto the altar of ministers to minister in the holy places, and they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be the statute for ever unto him and his seed after him. 29 of the book of Exodus. And this is the thing that thou shalt do upon them, to hallow them, to minister unto one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes and unleavened tempered with oil and with wafers unleavened, anointed with oil, with wheaten flour shalt thou make them. And thou shalt put them onto one basket and bring them in the basket. With the Aaron and his brothers thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and the gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the myrrh upon the head, and put the holy crown upon his mitre, pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And thou shalt gird him with girdle, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for the perpetual statue. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. We're going to take a break, but we're going to return in just a moment. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise God. Thank you for giving me a slight moment of break for a moment there. But thank you for a small piece of difficulty. We're going to continue reading. Amen. Exodus chapter 10. And thou shalt cause the bullock to be brought by before the tabernacle of the congregation, of Aaron and his sons shall be put hands upon the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of salvation. And thou shalt take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy fingers, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inward and the core that is above the liver, and the two kidneys and the two fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shalt thou burn with fire without the camp, and it is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and him and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it round about upon the altar, and thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash the inward of him and his legs, and put them onto his pieces and onto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram onto the altar. It is a burnt offering. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor offering made by the fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the ram, kill the ram, and take his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and Aaron the tip of the right ear of his son, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon the garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed in his garments, and his sons, and his sons' garments with him. Also, thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the core above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the two fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is the ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of old bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord, that thou shalt put all the land hands on Aaron, and the hands of his son, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And thou shalt receive them in their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for the sweet savor before the Lord. And it is an offering made by the fire upon unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the shoulder of the offering of the heave offering, which is wave and which is heaved up of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is of Aaron and of that which is of his son. And it shall be Aaron's and his son's by the statute forever from the children of Israel. For it is a heave offering, and it shall be the heave offering for the children of Israel, or the sacrifice of them to the Lord. And the holy garment of Aaron shall be his son's after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall be put them on 7 days. Then he cometh unto the tabernacle or the congregation of the ministry in the holy places. And thou shalt take the ram of his consecration and feed it in his holy place. And Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. But the strangers shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And it of the consecration or of the bread remain upon the corn, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And this shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement. And thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it. And thou shalt anoint it and sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most high. Whatsoever day continually. One lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening. In which the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of the hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of the hin of wine for the drink offering. And the other lamb thou to offer at evening and morning, and according to the drink offering, therefore, a sweet savor and offering made by the fire unto the Lord. This shall be the continual burnt offering throughout your generation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and I will sanctify, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. That's going to conclude our reading for this evening. There were a few breaks in between. Yet we're only signed up for an hour now. We'll take a little bit longer next time, but we want to thank you for joining us on today. I assure you with your prayers as we continue to move time, we will continue forth Monday through Friday. We will read Monday through Friday from the book of Genesis and Revelation, and we ask for your support. We thank you. We give you praise, God, praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all he's done. And we ask you to continue to support us with Dave and Diane, ministry and friends. As we go through what we go through on a day-to-day basis, we use the weapons that God has given us, and through those weapons, we're able to survive. God is still on the throne, and we love the Lord. And as we said before, and we'll say again, if loving the Lord is wrong, then I be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow. No weapon.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
word of